Is there a game, a board game, a video game that your family just takes way too serious? Like every single time it gets pulled out of the closet, you're like, it's on. 314-531-9898. Hannah, your family takes Uno pretty serious, huh?
You guys have no idea. Like, literally, this is like a foundational part of my family. I've been living with my brother and my sister-in-law, and I've just been having so much fun. We play Uno, I'm not kidding, every single day. Like, Uno is near us at all times. We even had to buy an automatic card shuffler because we all had blisters on our hand from shuffling the deck so much.
Do you guys like keep score on who's winning? Is there a scoreboard? Is there arguments? What's the intensity of
that? Oh, there's arguments every single game, but we really don't keep score. It's kind of like a daily basis, like whoever wins like the most that day. I actually had to go out last night. We had family dinner, and I had to go out and repurchase. I think it might be like the fifth or sixth Uno attack machine because we play it until it wears out. And it's not even just like the batteries wear out. Like, obviously, you change the batteries. I'm saying we play the game so much that the machine literally like dysfunctions and like dies.
Do you keep drawing? Like, is there people play different Uno rules, right?
Oh yeah,
like,
keep drawing.
You keep drawing, mm-hmm. So it's not just draw like one card or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You play keep drawing because everyone plays different.
But if you play Uno attack, you have to press the button and then you could get like 30 cards.
I've never played Uno attack, so that's the version you do.
I want you to see that version of me, Brett. I don't know that I want to ever play with you. I mean, I bring out a different side.
We used to have a family Monopoly night. We don't do it for Christmas, like right around Christmas with my wife's family, and it's because so many arguments happen during Monopoly.
Yeah,
we would always look forward to it, and I got really good at it because I'm like persuasive and had a strategy, and it was like perfect game for me. And I'll never forget this fight. My wife hates when I bring it up because she was ridiculous. Like, it was like Christmas Eve, and we didn't sleep in the same room because of the stupid Monopoly game.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
She said that took advantage.
Her little brother, it was her little brother who's like now like in his 20s or whatever, but like, because we've been together since high school, he was like obsessed with me. He's like, as her sister's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I convinced him to make a really bad trade with me, and I just dominated the game. And she's like, you took advantage of my little brother, and you won, and I'm just done with you.
I would have been upset with you too.
See, yeah. Wow. And I'm
You gotta play.
And yep. She was like, literally, we're in an argument about freaking Monopoly on Christmas. I'm like, Katie, do you remember how ridiculous you were? And they're like, no, you took advantage of him. Everyone still thinks I'm wrong.
I'm on your side.
Thank you. That's how the game is
Nobody's
played.
Nobody's safe. Yes. There's no love.
Yes. My family on like Christmas Eve or Thanksgiving or all of the like big holidays that we get together, my mom's side will play blackjack.
Really? Okay.
So everybody will put in like $20 or $30 or something, and it's kind of a fight to who gets to be on the like quote unquote team with my grandma because she'll
legit
put in more money but then let you keep it all.
Wow.
And so it's like, who's gonna be nicest to grandma today to be on her team?
Do you guys have a game, Kevin?
Yeah, you know, Christmas Eve, I totally thought about it. When we were younger, we would always play Risk.
Oh my God, I've never played this game.
I don't know that game.
It's the game of world conquest.
Because I thought it never ends, right? Doesn't it? It's like
it
the longest game.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Uno.
Yeah, it is kind of like, it's kind of like
Uno
Monopoly.
Uno ends, somebody wins.
No, my family plays strategically, so the rounds go longer. Duh.
But Risk,
next.
Risk can last for years.
If you don't conquer certain people.
It's like
you
taking over the world.
Yes.
It's like,
well,
yes.
I didn't know this was like
an board game?
It's a board game. It's also a video game now, too, which actually does end because they have a timer now.
Oh.
It's like, you know.
Because I've always like heard never play Risk. It's the never-ending game. Like, you leave it set up in like the basement forever.
But the best part about the game is it will teach you world geography.
Really? Okay.
Yes. So there's always a benefit to playing.
All right. Does anyone else have any games where you play with your family? It could be like board games. It seems like board games are big for us. But I know some people that take like Mario Kart like real serious. They bust
Wii Sports
Wii
Resort.
Sports.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You bust it out for your family. You know it's on. 314-531-9898. All right. We're still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. And we're talking about how Hannah's family plays Uno basically every night. And they take it so serious. They had to buy a second Uno attack thinger.
No, not second, more like 20 seconds.
They keep breaking it. Is it a game for your family where you bust it out and you're like, oh man, it's on. We all take it way too serious. Fights end up coming, busting out, or it could be a video game of some sort. But what game does your family, you don't even know if you're allowed to play it, but when you play it, it gets pretty intense. 314-531-9898. Ellen, I've never heard of this game. What game does your family play?
One Night Ultimate Werewolf, and there's all... Oh, somebody heard
yes! That's honestly what I should have said.
It is the most fun.
It is the most fun game I've ever played.
One Night of what?
There are 10-minute games, and you do it with character cards and an app on your phone, and it is addicting, but it is just too fun.
Baby wants to be part of your family.
That, like, it's been a couple months since I've played because you have to have, like, probably at least 5 people, and, like, my whole family isn't here right now. But that is, like, seriously, I would recommend that game to anyone. It is so fun.
Yeah, you have to figure out who is the vampires and the minions in the game, and the minions can help the vampires.
Who do you? Who would be the vampire on this show? Who would be the vampire, Ellen?
Oh gosh, I don't know about that. You guys are all too nice.
The vampires are bad.
It's kind of a game of lying. So it's kind of like who can have the best poker face and lie.
It is a bluff game, and you accuse other people to try to save yourself if you're the werewolf or the minion. I think Brett would be good at that.
All right. Well, this game sounds fun. Well, all right.
I have a video of my family playing it. We can post it on our Instagram story. It's pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just play simple games. Like, Paul, you're the master of what game?
It's Monopoly. I'm the Monopoly king, and I made my daughter the Monopoly queen.
What's your strategy? What are you trying to buy? Battle. What area are you going for?
I always go for the low-end properties.
And try to build up on them.
Around the first corner and the second corner.
Yep, you got to own your corner.
Yeah.
Right, and I don't worry about Park Place and Boardwalk or
Right.
Too many people focus on that as build up my hotels, and then my daughters learn the same thing, and that's a battle.
All right, check out, Paul.
Investor.
I'll play against you, Paul, sometime.
Do you guys do the free parking, $500? Does that make a pot for that, or is that just free parking?
That's just free parking unless we start throwing money in the pot.
Not a thing, Kevin.
No, it's a thing.
No. People are arguing about it. See, you get with your family and arguments break out. Mm-hmm. Megan, your family gets into an argument playing what game?
Canasta.
So I've never played Canasta, but arguments get busted out, huh, between you and your family, huh?
Yeah, so we play Canasta every time our family gets together, and it gets so heated, and the goal of the game is to beat my 83-year-old mother because she always wins.
I love that.
To the point where we start cheating, and my sister and I are texting each other on what we have in our hand so that we can beat Grandma.
Really funny that you brought up cheating. We just got a text that says, Rebecca texted in and said that her family plays Monopoly Cheaters Edition. You are supposed to cheat, and if you get caught, you get handcuffed to the game board. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And legit. Yeah. And I love how no one could still beat the 83-year-old mom. Like, right? She's just still legit. Right. still the shark sitting there.
She gets mad if she loses, too.
I get to see her sitting there with, like, a cigar and just taking it all serious. Like, let's bust out the Canasta, guys. So awesome. Thank you so much for the call. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Liam Payne's toxicology report came in, and there seems to be something going on a little bit more than we thought. I'll share those results in 3 minutes.